Meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
I would just note you could remove approval of minutes from September 12th, 2019, as there was no meeting from September 12th.
Yeah, I thought I was a little puzzled by that myself.
I make a motion to approve as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Our next item of business is old business. We have four items this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2185, Vincent Kinnick.
Oh, is that one mine?
Mr. Hopkins, I believe that's...
Can we read it?
You want to do it?
You got it.
Go ahead, I got the rest of them.
I'll just do them all. Let me do it.
I printed out the wrong one, sorry.
They were all there.
Here you go.
I'll do it.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2185 for Vincent Kinnick for two multifamily dwelling units in an AR1 district based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking to convert his current dwelling structure into two separate units. He will live in one and rent the other. The outside appearance of the structure as a single-family home will not be changed by this conditional use. Two, this is an opportunity to create a unit of affordable housing in this area and is of a public or semi-public character. Three, no parties appeared in opposition to the use. Four, this conditional use for multifamily structures will comply with the additional requirements of Section 115-22 of the zoning code regarding such structures in the AR1 zone. Five, the conditional use will not have an adverse impact on area properties or roadways. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two dwelling units on the property. B, prior to final site plan approval and occupancy of the second unit, the applicant shall provide the county with proof of DENREC approval for the onsite septic system serving the two units. C, the applicant shall comply with all parking zoning codes, parking requirements for the two units. D, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT entrance requirements regarding the two units. E, as required by Section 115-22 of the zoning code for multifamily uses in the AR1 district, at least 40% of the site must be set aside as open space. F, as required by Section 115-22 of the zoning code for multifamily uses in the AR1 district, there shall be a vegetated buffer of at least 75 feet with the plantings required by code. The final site plan must contain a landscape plan for the buffer area. G, the final site plan shall be approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2185, Vincent Kinnick, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2188, Donovan's Painting and Drywall LLC, care of Jose Sandoval.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2188 for Donovan's Painting and Drywall LLC, care of Jose Sandoval, for a contracting office with storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is situated on a 0.69-acre parcel of land. It is located along Route 9, which is classified as a major collector road by DLDOT. There is C1 general commercial zoning across the road along with several conditional uses in the vicinity. These conditional uses include commercial landscaping, sales and storage, a landscaping business office, and other businesses. This is an appropriate location for this conditional use. Two, with the conditions and stipulations of approval, the use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Three, the site is located in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small businesses such as this one are appropriate in the coastal area according to the plan. Four, the use provides a service to residents and the construction industry in Sussex County. This use has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of the county. Five, the applicant has stated that most of the work is off-site, so there is not a lot of activity that occurs on this site during the day. Six, there is a natural forested buffer along most of the sides and rear of the property, which will remain in place to screen the use from neighboring properties. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a contracting office with storage. B, there shall not be any outside storage of paint or other materials associated with the use. C, all lighting on the site shall be fully shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on the neighboring properties or roadways. D, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. F, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. and from 7 a.m. through 1 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. G, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. H, the parking shall comply with the county parking requirements. All vehicle parking and large equipment storage areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. All vehicles must only be parked within the designated areas. I, the existing vegetation on the sides and rear of the site shall remain in place to act as a screen from neighboring properties. The final site plan shall confirm the existence and location of this vegetation. J, the applicant shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex County Conservation District regarding stormwater management on the site. K, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for the termination of the conditional use approval. L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2188, Donovan's Painting and Drywall LLC, care of Jose Sandoval, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2190, Stephen and Helene Falcone.
Mr. Chairman, can you hear a lot from me? I move that we recommend the denial of conditional use number 2190 for Stephen and Helene Falcone for an office based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is only 1/4 acre in size and is located at the corner of Church Street and Beaver Dam Road. Two, while the proposed use is appropriate for this general location, the record does not indicate that the use will fit on this small parcel of land. Three, the survey that was submitted shows a building that will not fit within the proposed setbacks without at least three separate variances. It also shows parking within several setbacks. Four, the survey that was submitted also indicates that there is a significant boundary line discrepancy of 14 feet along the northwest boundary of the site. This further impacts the setback encroachments of the proposed building and parking. Five, while the use may be appropriate, there are just too many unanswered questions about the lot boundaries and whether the proposed use will fit on this property without a substantial redesign and/or multiple variances. Under these circumstances, it is not appropriate to approve this conditional use at this time. Six, if the applicant can resolve the boundary line dispute and design a building that fits on this property or obtain the necessary variances to construct an office building on this property, the applicant shall be permitted to reapply without having to pay another application fee and without having to wait a year to reapply.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2190, Stephen and Helene Falcone, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1899, Harbison Farm Revex LLC.
Oh, that was mine too. Mr. Chairman, yes. I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1899 for Harbison Farm Revex LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to B2 Business Community District based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the B2 business community zoning is designed to allow office, retail, shopping, and personal service uses that serve a relatively small area, including low density and medium density neighborhoods. Two, the applicant has stated that the purpose of this rezoning is to allow the United States Post Office serving Harbison to be relocated to this property. The post office was previously discontinued at its prior site due to the redevelopment of that property and the improvements to the Route 9 and Route 5 intersection. B2 zoning supports this use as a post office. Three, the site is located along Route 5 in Harbison in an area where there is a mix of small businesses and residential uses. There's also a large industrially zoned property nearby. This location is appropriate for B2 zoning. Four, the B2 zoning will not adversely affect the area roadways, public facilities, or nearby properties. Five, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application, and several people appeared in favor of it. Seven. Any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, and that's it.
I second all of that.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1899 Harbison Farm RevX LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. So speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also during these proceedings, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against people based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into the consideration of the county during its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.